السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Respected brothers, ulama kiram, and also our sisters at the madrasa, you are no doubt aware of the virtues and the fazilat of these mubarak days and nights. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, the Sahaba-i-Kiram, Ridwanullah Ali Majma'in, all the Awliya-i-Kiram, the Mashayikh, and all the Salihin of the Ummat, Nabi, they appreciated these Mubarak days and nights because of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's informing the Ummat of what the virtues are. Imagine getting a whole year's sawab if a person has to keep one roza of these 9 days. For each day, 1 year's sawab. On the day of Arafat, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself did not keep a fast. And there was reason behind that, not fasting on the day of Arafat. In Arafat. Because if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had observed the fast, then the entire ummah, all those who are ashiks of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would have said that we are going to observe the fast too. And then on Arafat, imagine the person has just come from Mina, he is tired and exhausted, then he still has to go to Muzdalifah, then he's got to go to Mina. There's a lot of activity. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, being rahmatul lil alameen, he made it easy for the ummah. But for people far and wide, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that the person will get forgiveness of the sins of the past year and the coming year. That means the minor sins. There are lots of virtues given of different actions and different amal. Zikrullah also, there are so much virtues. Sometimes just one tasbih and you find in the hadith sharif, the person is given reward of 1 million blessings. Sometimes some durood sharif, like on a Friday after Asr, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin in Nabiyil Ummi wa alihi wa sallim taslima. If a person reads 80 times after the Asr Salat, then forgiveness of sins of 80 years and blessings of 80 years. Now when we look at these hadiths, then sometimes people get a wrong understanding. They say that so much, how can Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give over such little amal? And then if the person has got that much, then he's got nothing to worry about. So I've explained many times in my talk that man has made a dynamite stick, small stick, and it can blow up huge mountains. Within seconds, the dynamite stick blows up huge mountains. Wow. Within seconds, we have heard of big, big buildings, 24-story, 50-story building, coming crumbling to the ground with that latest explosion systems that they have. Huge building. And within seconds is nothing but rubble. So on the one hand, what it means is that the minor sins which a person is committing every time, those sins are forgiven, not the major sins. Major sins, the person has to make sincere tawbah. If it involves the rights of people, he has to seek forgiveness. The minor sins are forgiven. And also, if on the one hand there's so much of ibadat, so much of sawab, so much of blessings, then one lustful glance at some woman, and it's like that dynamite stick which blows up that huge mountain, and all the nakis come crumbling to the ground. Nothing left. Or the person indulges in ghibat, or as Rasul-e-Pak has said, that hasad eats up your good deeds just as fire eats up dry wood. You got a huge pile of wood, and it's dry, and just put one matchstick there. After some time, there'll be nothing left there. So you say, your hasad, your jealousy, it eats up your good deeds like that. Now, how much of jealousy in the society, how much of envy, how much of malice, how much of pride. Now, these things bring all those nakis right down. So we should try and accumulate as much as possible, and at the same time, stay away from sin so that it stays there. The noor of it stays in our hearts. So these Mubarak days and nights, whatever zikrullah we make, whatever ibadat we make, whatever tilawat we make, whatever charities we give, the sawab is multiplied. So let us make the best of these nights and days. And don't indulge in haram. I recall in one of my Jummah talks with regards to these 10 days and nights, I mentioned that these hadiths of the virtues, who mentioned it? Rasulullah Pak also mentioned it. Now, he has passed away from this world, but we believe he is Hayatun Nabi. Allah Ta'ala has given him a special form of Hayat. But just imagine Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself coming into the masjid personally, because what we are relaying is what he has informed us. So now just picture that it is not coming through our mouths, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself is informing us that these are the virtues of these Mubarak days and nights of these. Now, would anyone have the courage to stand up there and say that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can go on informing us, but I can't give up these bad habits of mine. After Isha, I must go and watch all those programs. I must read that filthy novel. I must look at that filthy magazine. I must go to the cinema and theatres. Would any person have the courage to tell Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that you can go on informing us, but we don't have the courage to practice and restrain ourselves from those sins? That person will be condemned as having committed kufr, or he will be a munafiq, khalis munafiq. Now we must x-ray ourselves, that when we are listening to these hadiths, how much impact does it have on our hearts? Or does it mean that after sitting here for a little while, we go back to those same things? So let us stop somewhere. Life is running out. Every day we are hearing of people just leaving, leaving and leaving. Young, fit, healthy people. There's no more a question of 50 years, 80 years, 90 years. We don't know whether we will see the next hour or next second or next day. Healthy, fit people are leaving home and they don't return. So therefore, we should put a stop to our evil habits. That is the purpose. Otherwise, what is the sense of just taking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's name? We will get some sawab. But the whole purpose is to start cleansing that heart, purifying that heart. And zikrullah is to remove that rust on that heart. But we have to take up that courage. We have to take the first steps. When we want to make the child walk, we know that the child is not going to walk 10 steps. The child will take 1 or 2 steps, and straight away the father or the mother will pick up that child. That's all Allah Ta'ala wants. You take the first steps. And thereafter, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will open the road. And what He will give in those hearts after that, ask those whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed with His connection. Don't worry, this is all zikr also. At present, we hear so much of connections. MTN connection, Vodacom connection, Telcom connection. Everybody is talking of connection. They want to connect us, somewhere they want to connect us, either to the satellite or to the dish TV antenna. Wow. Here, there, somewhere they want to connect us. Wow. Shaitan and nafs want to connect us somewhere too. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the mashayikh, they also want to connect us somewhere. But they want to connect us somewhere from where we will get nothing but noor in our hearts. Connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bring such peace, such happiness, such contentment, such joy in the heart. That person will be like ever ready, that if death comes, I will meet my Mawla. In sickness, in ill health, in whatever it is, poverty, patched clothes, living in tents or huts, or having plentiful of money, mansion, gold, silver, oil well, in both conditions. That person, if he is connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then his heart will be there all the time. So Allah Ta'ala also wants us to be connected. The mashayikh also want us to be connected. But that connection will bring peace, happiness, tranquility, serenity, joy. And these connections are bringing us nothing but restlessness, restlessness. Which person's home today is free of problems? Such restlessness. It seems like we have gone completely out of control. sometimes we cannot even listen to the cases. It's gone so bad. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the himmat and the courage Amen. To take the few steps towards Him. Amen. And may He make it extremely easy for us Amen. To get connected with Him and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we may get in our hearts peace, happiness, and the best of this world and the akhirat. Allah doesn't want to deprive us of this world. He created it for, so that we may make use of the things of this world. But remain connected with Him. Dunya ke mashghalo mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. Ae mere maula, meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحروں بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحروں بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو کون مقام میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو سود و زیام تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 ایسا سما جا میری نظر میں جلوہ تیرا دیکھوں ہر سو ایسا سما جا میری نظر میں جلوہ تیرا دیکھوں ہر سو غیبت دم بر کو بھی نہ ہو ہر وقت رہوں میں دور در رو
mere liye bazar jahan ho sarbasar ek maidan ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu tu hi tu ho tu hi tu kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz laakh ho manzar pesh nigah illallah 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 jaan se bhi jo mujhko hai pyara tu hi tu ha tu hi tu jaan se bhi jo mujhko hai pyara tu hi tu ha tu hi tu jiske liye sab kuch hai gawara tu hi tu ha tu hi tu dono jahan mein mera sahara tu hi tu ha tu hi tu dono jahan mein mera sahara tu hi tu ha tu hi tu meri naav ka ki anhara tu hi tu ha tu hi tu kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz laakh ho manzar pesh nigah illallah 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 zarra zarra qatra qatra ratbo ya bis bahro bar zarra zarra qatra qatra ratbo ya bis bahro bar nuro naro o jo pasti kufro ima khairo shar ek zuba ho kar ye sab ke sab dete hain teri khabar tere aage hai chahe harshe tu hi hai sabse bartar kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz laakh ho manzar pesh nigah illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam allah allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai allah allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai allah jalla jalalu la ilaha illallah 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 la ilaha La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan-e-hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab-o-gil, درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر. تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah 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 Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے. ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفة عين, فإنك ان تكلنا الى انفسنا تكلنا الى ضعف وخطيئة. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. میرے پیارے خدا, میرے رحیم کریم اللہ, میرے ستار غفار معاف کرنے والے اللہ, اے میرے پیارے خدا ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ, او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنٹ اینڈ کائنڈ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ فرگیونگ اللہ, او مائی رحیم کریم ستار غفار اللہ. وی آر یور سنفل سروینٹس یا اللہ, وی آر ایکسٹینڈنگ اور ہینڈز بیفور یو. وی ہیو ایکنالجڈ آل اور سنز, وی آر ناٹ جسٹیفائنگ اینی آف اور سنز. یا اللہ, وی آر کنفیسنگ بیفور یو. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, وی ہیو ڈس اوبیڈ یو ڈے اینڈ نائٹ. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, ایون ان دس مبارک ڈیز وی آر ناٹ ابسٹینگ فرام سنز. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, فرگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. یا اللہ, فرگیو اور سنز پاسٹ اینڈ پریزنٹ. او اللہ, فرگیو دا سنز دیٹ وی کمیٹڈ نوئنگلی اور ان نوئنگلی. فرگیو دا سنز دیٹ وی کمیٹڈ ان دا لائٹ آف ڈے اور ڈارکنس آف نائٹس. فرگیو دا سنز دیٹ وی کمیٹڈ ویدر دے ور میجر اور مائنر. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, You blessed us with sight, you blessed us with hearing, you blessed us with speech, you blessed us with our heart, liver and lungs all functioning. You blessed us with health, you blessed us with wealth, you blessed us with homes, you blessed us with transport. You blessed us with so much of your ni'mats. Day and night your ni'mats are pouring upon us. But oh my beloved Allah, we showed no appreciation for these ni'mats. We used the same ni'mats for your disobedience. اے اللہ, تیری ہی نعمت تیری نافرمانی کے اندر ہم نے استعمال کی. ہم سے زیادہ نمک حرام کوئی نہیں ہو سکتا ہے, ہم سے زیادہ ناپاک اور گندا کوئی نہیں ہو سکتا ہے. But oh my beloved Allah, if you are not going to forgive us, if you are going to turn away your glance of rahmat from us, if you are going to turn away your glance of mercy from us, then oh my beloved Allah, which other door is there for us that we can tap? Which other home is there for us in which we can go and beg? Ya Allah, you attach these begging bowls to our bodies. Oh Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, these begging bowls which are our hands, we are not stretching before human beings. Ya Allah, we are stretching them before you. For we believe that the treasures of all things lie with you. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you forgiveness of our sins. Ya Allah, forgive us.
Forgive our parents. Forgive our wives and children. Forgive our brothers and sisters. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah. When my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being informed of the actions of his ummah, amongst whom we are the first ones. Ey mere pyare khuda. When our actions he is informed of, how much of hurt and injury we are causing to that Nabi who cried day and night for us, who shed so much of blood for us. Oh Allah, that Nabi who was stoned in Taif, who was stoned in Uhud, who was stoned on so many other occasions, thorns were placed in his path. When he went for sajda, intestines of animals were placed on his back. Ya Allah, he was masoom and sinless. But oh Allah, his concern was the ummah. Ya Allah, that ummah today when he is informed that they are in the casinos, when he is informed that they are in adultery and fornication, when he is informed that they are in gambling, when he is informed that they are in fraud, when he is informed that they are in rape, when he is informed that they are at the prostitute quarters, that they are glued to the filth on the television screens, that they are reading filthy porn literature. Hey Allah! Hey mere Allah! Mere pyare Nabi ko kitni takleef pahunchti hogi. How much of pain we must be causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But oh Allah, who else is there for us besides you? Tere siwa hamara kon hai? Hey mere Allah, tere siwa hamara koi nahi. There is no one for us besides you. Who else can we turn towards besides you? Ya Allah, we have believed in you as a Kareem Allah, as a Rahim Allah. Even if we are sinful servants of yours, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the stars that twinkle in the heavens, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, oh my beloved Allah, your mercy and forgiveness is much, much more than that. Ya Allah, the sins of the entire ummah put together, you can forgive with just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness. Ey Allah, hum teri taraf rujoo kar rahe hai. Ey Allah, amongst us are sick and ailing people. Amongst us are old and weak people. Amongst us are those little children who are masoom and sinless. Ya Allah, hum tujhse sawal karte hai ki in sab ke tufail mein tu hume baksh de. Ya Allah, fitnas are pouring. Fitnas from our right. Fitnas from our left, fitnas from the front, fitnas from behind us, fitnas from above and fitnas from beneath. Ey Allah, hum kidhar jaye? Ey Allah, is fitne ke zamane mein hum kidhar jaye? Outside our homes fitna, in our bazaars fitna, in our schools and colleges fitna, at the airports fitna, at the stations fitna, at the bus stops fitna. Oh my beloved Allah, who else is there for us that can protect us besides you? Ya Allah, if you desire to protect, there is nobody that can cause us harm. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan also cannot cause us harm. Ya Allah, you have the power of jazb with you. Draw us towards you with your power of jazb. Ya Allah, protect us. Protect our iman. Protect the iman of our wives and children. Protect the iman of our friends and brothers and sisters. Protect the iman of our parents. Protect the iman of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who have got no iman, bless them with iman. And those whom you have given iman, give them istiqamat on the iman. Hey, mere Allah, iman bachana bhi mushkil ho gaya. Ya Allah, people are selling their iman for beauty. People are selling their iman for a few miserable coins. People are selling their iman, oh Allah, for trivial little things. Hey, mere Allah, who is going to protect our ibad? Ya Allah, there is no one for us besides you. If you become ours, then everything is ours. And if you are not ours, then nothing is ours. Ya Allah, some people seek some things from you. Others seek other things from you. But we are seeking you from you. You become ours, then everything is ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangta hai. الہی بے تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا، کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے، الہی میں تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا، کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں، کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں، وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. Oh Allah, day and night we are asking that you become ours. Fill our hearts with your love. Fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bless us with so much of love and muhabbat that it becomes extremely easy for us to do those things that are pleasing to you. And stay away from everything that is displeasing to you. Ya Allah, we are sick and ailing, give us cure. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. اے اللہ ہم بیمار ہیں، ہمیں تو شفا عطا فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں صحت عطا فرما اور اس صحت سے خوب دین کی خدمت ہم سے لے لے. اے اللہ، those who are sick and ailing give them cure. Our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters in the entire ummah of Nabi علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, whoever is sick and ailing give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties and worries, remove their financial difficulties. Bless them with plentiful of halal rizq. Ya Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have got children, make them pious, righteous. Coolness of the eyes of the parents. Oh my beloved Allah, there are so many different kinds of problems that people are having and facing. Ya Allah, remove their difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, we know that we have bought the problems. We have created problems for ourselves. But oh Allah, you are the only one that can remove and take off those problems from the entire ummah. Ya Allah, deen ka kaam jahan kahin ho raha hai, sab ko tu qubool farma. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat ko qubool farma. Unke ijtemaat ko qubool farma. Ay Allah, khanqahon ki mehnat qubool farma. Madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid ki mehnat qubool farma. Ya Allah, bless us with prosperity, bless us with happiness, bless us with long life, with good health, with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us of the ni'mats of this world and do not deprive us of the ni'mats of the akhirat. Hame dunya bhi de aur akhirat bhi de. Hame dunya mein bhi khushi de, dunya ke andar bhi rahat de. Ay Allah, dunya mein bhi sukoon de aur chain de. Ay Allah, dunya ke andar bhi bhalai de. اور آخرت کے اندر بھی بھلائی دے. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of the آخرت. یا اللہ, we have to leave this world one day. اس دنیا کو چھوڑ کر تیرے پاس ہم کیا لے کر آئیں گے؟ اے اللہ, before we leave this world, give us the توفیق of making sincere توبہ from all sins. Before the غسل of جنازہ is given, before the غسل of میت is given, before the water of mayyit is poured over our bodies, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to wash our hearts with the waters of tawbah. Ay Allah, ghusle mayyit se pehle pehle hame ghusle tawbah ki tawfiq ata farma. And oh Allah, before the libas of kafan is put over our bodies, Ay Allah, kafan jab hamare badan par aa jayega to bahut der ho jayegi. Ay Allah, kafan hamare badan par aaye usse pehle pehle ہمیں لباس تقویٰ کی توفیق عطا فرما. Before the لباس and the clothes of kafan are put on our bodies, O Allah, give us the توفیق to adopt the clothing of تقویٰ. ہمارے قلوب کو پاک اور صاف فرما. اے اللہ, ہمارے قلوب کو پاک اور صاف فرما. اے اللہ, جو اس دنیا سے چلے گئے ان کی مغفرت فرما. Brothers, sisters, parents, brothers and sisters, Muslim of the society, Ay Allah, puri ummat muslima mein se whoever passed away, bless them with jannatul firdaus. And when the time of our departure comes, then take us away with iman. Ay Allah, do not let us die the death in a state of kufr or shirk. Ay mere pyare khuda, do not let the angel of death find us in a casino. Do not let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Do not let the angel of death find us glued to some filthy program. Do not let the angel of death find us with a filthy porn literature in our hands. Ay Allah, people are dying in different places. Ay Allah, koi kutte ki maut mar raha hai. کوئی خنزیر کی موت مر رہا ہے. اے اللہ تو ہمیں ایمان والوں کی موت نصیب فرما, برکت والی موت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ, سو مینی پیپل ہیو ریکویسٹڈ فار دعاز, وٹ ایور آر دیئر گڈ انٹینشنز, وٹ ایور آر دا انٹینشنز وچ آر ان کنفارمٹی ود دین اینڈ شریعہ اینڈ وچ آر اکارڈنگ ٹو یور پلیزر, او اللہ فلفل آل دیئر گڈ ڈیزائرز. اللہ, سو مینی آف آور سسٹرز اینڈ سو مینی آف آور بردرز آر ان سرچ آف گڈ میرج پارٹنرز. Ya Allah, bless all of them with good marriage partners, Ameen. Who will be an aid and an assistance and a help in their deen, Ameen. And who will be a protection for each other, Ameen. And who will be a garment for each other. Ameen. Ey mere pyare khuda, tu muhabbat aur ulfat naseeb farma. Put love into our hearts. Ameen. Unite the hearts of parents and children, Ameen. Brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Ameen. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah. Ya Allah, the hardships that people in Mozambique are suffering, the hardships that people in Chechnya are suffering, the hardships that people in Kashmir and Palestine are suffering, remove their difficulties and hardships. Ya Allah, whilst we are sitting in comfortable homes, there are so many people who are refugees. There are so many people who are stranded. They have no home, no food, no drink. اے اللہ, ان سب کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, ان سب کی تکلیفوں کو دور فرما, اور ہماری بھی حفاظت فرما. All those who have gone for حج, او اللہ, bless them with مقبول and مبرور حج. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے حجت الوداع میں حجر اسود کو چوم کر کے جو بھاگا تھا, ہاں میرے پیارے خدا, what kind of لبیک that must have been which my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must have made with his 124,000 companions. Ya Allah, after kissing the Hajr Aswad, the duas that he made, after touching the Rukne Yamani, the duas that he made, mere pyare Nabi ne bataf mein chal karke jo bhaga tha, mizab e rahmat ke niche khade hokar jo bhaga tha, hatim ke andar namaze padh kar jo bhaga tha, ae Allah, ملتظم سے چمٹ کر کے کتنی دیر تک میرے نبی کے آنسو بہے. فور ہاؤ لانگ مائی بلوڈ نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام شیڈ ٹیئرز ایٹ دا ملتظم, آل دا دعاز دیٹ ہی میڈ ایٹ دا ملتظم فار اس اینڈ آل دا دعاز بیہائنڈ مقام ابراہیم اینڈ آفٹر زمزم اینڈ آن صفا اینڈ مروہ اینڈ آل دا دعاز دیٹ ہی میڈ فار اس ایٹ مینا اینڈ اسپیشلی ایٹ عرفات فرام ظہر ٹل مغرب دیٹ معصوم اینڈ سینلیس نبی. اے اللہ, کتنی دعائیں مانگی ہمارے لیے. And then at Muzdalifa and other places, Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas, from all the mischief, from all the shurur and fitan that he asked for protection, especially the fitna of Dajjal, which is coming very, very speedily. Ya Allah, protect us, protect our parents, our wives and children, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Accept our duas with the wasila of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.